Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And if you were able to listen to the broadcast last week, we talked about establishing priorities and why we should choose them. A priority, by definition, I'm just going to give a bit of a review in case you didn't catch the broadcast, is a priority is something that takes precedence, something that is important. It's the things that guide our lives, even if we are not very decisive in defining them. They do control our lives. And the reason is that we should make definite decisions and choices regarding our priority, because where we are in life right now, where you are, has been determined by your previous thinking as well as your past choices. So it's important, as we are looking this week at setting goals, we have to first of all look at our priorities. And of course, your values determine priorities. As a Christian, your first priority would be to walk in obedience to the Lord. If we can do that, if our relationship with the Lord is uppermost, then all the other relationships in our lives will come into balance and godly harmony. How do we develop priorities? We do it by making a definite decision. What is the order of importance after we evaluate what our purposes are, our values? And then if we don't, many people just their priorities are determined by pressure from outside, by circumstances, the relationship with others, or even if no decision is made, you actually make choices by apathy or default. We can drift into habits, ways of life that are just comfortable. We're not thinking about them. We just do it. And so we don't want to be in the case of that scriptural example I shared in the 12th chapter of Luke, which Jesus said about the rich man who left God out of his life. And he is a classic example of wrong priorities, because the Lord told him, after he had been stashing away all his goods and securing his future, he said, "This, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And so how do we establish priorities? Well, simply we consult with the Lord. We pray. We ask the Lord for what His will is for this current season in our lives. And then once we have priorities, we need to establish goals. And the goals are actually actualizations or realizations of those priorities. We'll be looking at that this week. And so we need to just be determined that we're going to follow God's priorities for our lives, and then we'll be in a place that we can actually set goals. So we're going to be talking this week for a few days about goal setting and what generally occurs as we set goals. There's a stretching of our faith. We're talking about faith stretching as well as our goal setting. So let's begin by talking about what is a goal. Well, the definition is the end, the final result, if you will, toward which effort is directed. It's an objective that you wish to achieve. That's what a goal is. And there's a multiplicity of goals that we have. We all have them. In the simplest format, if you will, when you get up in the day, You make decisions. What do you want to do with your day? Generally, we do, unless you're just drifting. But even if you're having a time of rest and recreation, if you will, recreation, that's what recreation should be, a time of resting spiritually, mentally, and physically. God does ask that we do that. That's why he gave the Sabbath rest. That principle is very important, so we don't get burned out. So, simple things. What are you going to do with your day? It's important that we have goals. But before we go there, let's look at why we don't set goals, why some people don't set goals. Now, you may be very goal-oriented, so this may not specifically apply to you, but it will help you understand how you can perhaps help others who just seem to have an ineffectual life. They're dissatisfied because nothing's happening. Well, it's because they haven't applied themselves so that they can see something happen. They had a goal. For example, if you want some fresh vegetables and you have the ability and the place to do it, well, to have fresh vegetables, if you want to grow them, then you have to go through the process of getting seeds or plants and doing the things that are necessary in order to reach your goal. Otherwise, you're just going to go to the market. Okay. So let me share five reasons why people don't set goals. First of all, it could be a lack of spiritual understanding. Now, this is really important because you might say, or someone might say, well, I live my life just trusting the Lord. I trust in His guidance moment by moment. And that sounds really wonderful. Yes, we are to live our life trusting the Lord. But God is not opposed to goals. In fact, we need the Lord's help to determine goals. But I'd like to just share, if you hold that stance, if you will, that God has goals. And I'm going to give you some scriptural examples. I won't take time to actually read the reference, but I trust that you will, from your knowledge of scripture, recall that which I'm going to be sharing with you. Noah had goals. God had goals for him. He told him to build an ark. That was really necessary because a great flood was going to come, and he and his family would be saved alive as well as the animals that came aboard. So Noah had a goal. It took several years, but he had to build this ark according to the Lord's specifications. And then for Abraham, once Sarah and Abraham had the blessing of a son out of his own loins, out of Sarah and Abraham. That's how what God said. He would have a child, Isaac. Well, he was not to marry any women surrounding that, but to go to his family members, and he sent his servant Eleazar to seek a wife for Isaac. Okay, that was a goal. And then when Joseph was sold into Egyptian bondage, as the years passed by and a famine developed, his goal was to provide for Egypt during the famine. And in so doing, as he was elevated to the right-hand man of the Pharaoh, if you will, he was actually able to provide for his own family who came down to Egypt to seek grain because there was a famine as well in the land of Israel. And then, of course, Moses, he had a goal, didn't he? Yep. The Lord called him. That one big goal was to bring the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. He was to bring them out into the land that God had promised them through Abraham. Let's look at David. He had a short-term goal, and that was to kill Goliath, wasn't it? And also to defend the glory of God. And then finally, there's so many more examples we could share, but Jesus, he had an overriding goal. He was born into this world to be the Lamb of God. And when the time came for him to begin his public ministry, there were 3 years of that, but he was preparing himself to go to Calvary. It says he set his face steadfastly toward Jerusalem. So Jesus had a goal, and that was to obey the Father and to be willing to lay down his life so the Father, and he could enjoy a redeemed group of people, the godly children that would be saved, that would be a part of God's eternal kingdom. And then Paul absolutely had a goal. In fact, I'd like to share with you the goals that he recited and recorded in the third chapter of Philippians. I'll start at verse 7. He says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus." Here he expressed his goals. He simply, there's a lot of verbiage, but he just wanted to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. And he wanted to forget the past because he was focusing on the future. He was focusing on the high calling that he had in Christ Jesus for the prize of that high calling. And beloved, this is what God has called us to do, to set goals. And there's no conflict in trusting God day by day, moment by moment. The Bible is full of examples of those who had godly goals and sought to pursue them. Praise God. Well, we've just looked at the lack of spiritual understanding, and we see that the Bible's full of those that set goals, God-ordained goals. And we're going to continue on. I hope you can be with us tomorrow as we continue this teaching on setting goals. The announcer will give our contact information. If you're asking prayer, and especially in this area, feel free to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.